There have been more reports, more than usual, in the southern Red River Valley on sudden death syndrome in soybeans. According to BASF Regional Technical Field Representative Rohia Deirdal, the disease often goes hand in hand with soybean cyst nematode.
There's some research out there that suggests that SDS will be carried inside those cysts. So oftentimes you'll find cyst nematodes, and then a couple years later, you'll be able to detect SDS. So what I'm seeing in lighting up in a couple counties, especially in the southeastern corner of North Dakota and just over the border in Minnesota, SDS showing up.
SDS is a plant disease with two different phases. During the first phase, the Fusarium fungus invades the crown of the plant.
In that second phase of the disease, as that fungus is growing, it's producing a toxin called an aflatoxin. And so later on in the season, that aflatoxin gets sucked out of the roots and up into the foliar parts of the plant. And that's where you see those really characteristic foliar symptoms starting low in the canopy and then moving up throughout the season. It can be very quick, or it can be a slow, gradual thing later on in the season. But you see those symptoms of yellowing leaves.
If soybean plants are dug up, Deirdal says there can also be blue mold on the roots, which is indicative of SDS. The Red